From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. It's good to have you listening in today as once again we turn to the Scriptures to let the Bible speak. This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you. Thank you for joining us. I trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be able to stay with us through the rest of the broadcast. We commence today with our daily devotional on one of the most precious titles of Jehovah in Scripture. Ezekiel 48 verse 35, Jehovah Shammah. In English, the Lord is there. And that's a title that provides an inspiring conclusion to the book of Ezekiel. What a blessing if in the last thing we write, we impart something of the Savior's name. Such a desire prompted Charles Wesley to say, happy if with my latest breath I may but gasp his name. The last stroke of the prophet's pen produces the name that makes heaven what it is. To be called Jehovah Shammah is the honor of the city of the great king. There are all too many places of which it must be said that the Lord is not there. But this title explains the difference between heaven on earth and a hell on earth. Where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. This wonderful name eases the burden of grief and fear for the believer in the evil day. It holds out the kind of promise that comforted and fortified the heart of David when he said, Psalm 23 verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yes, the Lord will be there when the battle's done, as he was there before the battle began. Jehovah Shammah. It inspires confidence in the exercise of prayer. How blessed is the hallowed hour of worship when the Lord Jesus stands among us, his presence powerfully manifest and his name glorified. Then likewise at the Lord's table, or when witnessing, our experience is altogether transformed by his being there. Here too in this title is the promise of rich reward in the searching of the Scripture, for the Lord is there, and you'll find him in every page. All the divine names seem to be comprehended in this marvelous title. Jehovah Shammah. It's the name to delight us in the hour of his coming. He will be there, in the air, in the midst of his people, on the summit of Olivet, in the brightness of his glory. Yes, praise the Lord, he will be there, and we who know him, we will all be there with him on that great and glorious day. As C.H. Spurgeon said, and this is our thought for the day, do we reckon the presence of the Lord to be the greatest of blessings? Very much depends on our answer to this question.
Oh,
It's good to have you with us today, and I hope that you've been enjoying the program. I hope also that you'll take advantage of the various resources that we try to make available to you here in Let the Bible Speak. They're yours free of charge if you simply let us know that you'd like to have them. Let me highlight four of them. First, for all who need help regarding the way of salvation and the first steps of the Christian life, we have my booklet, A New Beginning. Second, for those who wish to know more about the beliefs and stand of the Free Presbyterian Church, we have the booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Then we have our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, and finally, our monthly Let the Bible Speak tape or CD, a sort of a devotional and instructional magazine on tape or compact disc. Now here's something special. For some time, we have been studying the Law and the Ten Commandments here on Let the Bible Speak, and we're approaching the end of that series. As we do so, we're offering the book that I wrote as a result of the original messages. It's titled Chariots of God, and it's a 300-page in-depth study of the subject. If you've enjoyed the radio messages, then I'm sure you'll enjoy the book as well. While our stocks last, we're offering this book, Chariots of God, A Study of the Law of God, a book that retails for $15. We're offering it free of charge to those of you who request it. Now, if you'd like to receive any or all of these resources, you should write to us or call. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number for those who wish to call us is 866-877-LTBS. We look forward to hearing from you.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love one proud as love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until my will is one with thine, to do and to endure.
Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine,
until this
we now come to the last segment of our study of the Ninth Commandment. We have seen something of the scope of the commandment, and we'll pursue that a little further, concluding with its clear implication that all who know the truth are called to walk in its light. The psalmist said in Psalm 116, verse 14, I will pay my vows now unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. This is very especially true of one particular class of people. It's obvious that Christians should pay their vows. But there are unsaved people who have got into trouble, or perhaps they've been very sick, or whatever, and they have made a promise to God, and then they go back on their word. That's a very, very, very dangerous thing to do. I remember reminding a man of this, and he didn't like it very well at all. reminded of this. I stood by your bedside when no doctor in the country would give 2 pence for your life. And you vowed to God, if God would heal you, you would serve him. And God raised you from that bed and answered a prayer. And today you still have not fulfilled your vow. Mr. Moody tells the story of a young man in his meetings in exactly that position. He couldn't serve Christ where he worked. He was always putting it off. Moody would plead with him, but he wouldn't budge, he wouldn't come. Late one night, the preacher got a call to go to his home, where according to his physicians, he was dying. And again, pleaded with him to be saved, and the young man could not come. But he said, if God will raise me from this sick bed, then I will receive Christ and I will serve him. How foolish people are to try to make bargains with God even on their deathbed. But God in his mercy raised him. But he still didn't come to Christ. Preacher pleaded with him. And he still didn't come to Christ. Some months later, Mr. Moody got another call. Late in the night, he went to that same home, up to that same room, and bent over that same bed. This time, it was the death angel. There was not a word, not a hope, not a ray of light. That young man went out into God's eternity. The only thing he could say, and they heard it whispered to the end, the harvest is past. The summer is ended. I am not saved. The Lord Jesus in Matthew 21 warns about lying to God. In the parable of the man who had 2 sons, and he said, son, go work today in my vineyard. One said, no, I will not, but he repented. There's the picture of the sinner, the harlot, as the Lord Jesus talks about it, the harlot and the publican who rebelled against God but repented and went. But the other said, I go. But he went not. He went not. I fear that in our congregation and in our families, we raise young people who hear the gospel week after week and year after year, and when the Lord comes to them and touches them about their soul's need, they say, yes, I will be saved. I'm going to come. I am tempted to come. I promise God I'll come. But year goes after year, and they don't come. Perhaps that's where you stand tonight. God indicts you with a terrible lie. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to come to Christ. This commandment condemns this widespread sin of untruthfulness. Can I say that it establishes that truth is real? It's not an abstraction. It's not relative. It's absolute. And yet the absoluteness of truth is not found in man. It's not found even in mere facts. It's found in God. 5 times the Bible speaks of the God of truth. Or should I say 4 times, the God of truth. 5 times it speaks of the true God. It speaks of the truth of God. And Jesus said, I am the truth. The more you know of God, the more you know of truth. The only way to know God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way to know the Lord Jesus Christ is in the word of the truth of the gospel. For the Lord Jesus came into the world to reveal God, to manifest God's name. And here he says, "Thy word is truth." This word of truth that reveals God in Christ. It's real. And here's the answer for people in whom this sin of lying lies deep. Falsehood and deceit and lies, they are all so deep in the nature of man that they are second nature. Indeed, you'd say they are first nature. Why? Because the devil is the father of lies. Sinners by nature are of their father, the devil. What is the hope then? It's not in reformation. It's not in religion. It's in the revelation of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. The truth sets you free. That's what sets you free from the lie of the devil. That's what sets you free from your own lying disposition. That's what straightens you out and brings you into the deliverance of grace. It is the truth of God. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Peter calls this the true grace of God. I would trust tonight that everyone in this meeting will know what it is of the testimony of the Thessalonians. They received the word of God as it was in very truth, the word of God and not the word of man. They turned from idols to serve the living and true God. And I trust that that will be your experience tonight. That's real salvation. That's the great thing about God's salvation. It's real. It's not all smoke and mirrors. You go and join a church. You get baptized a Roman Catholic. You become a Greek Orthodox. You get yourself into some other religion. And they may, in one way or another, work upon your psychological state to make you feel better for a little while. But it ultimately will only be smoke and mirrors and you'll be lost at the end. The gospel's not like that. The gospel's real. The gospel's true. The gospel's authentic. I trust tonight you'll come to know the saving grace of God in truth. And when you do, then you will find out that those who know the truth must walk in its light. Our text says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." Why? Because when you know God, God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. What does it mean to walk in the light? Galatians 2:14, it means walking according to the gospel. That's walking in the light. Every person who has come to know the deliverance, the redemption, and the true grace of God in Jesus Christ must walk in truth. And I would covet for me, and I would covet for every professing Christian here, Hezekiah's testimony. Remember, Hezekiah was on what he thought was his deathbed. And he could honestly say this to God. In Isaiah 38 verse 3, "I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect or complete heart. And I have done that which is good in thy sight." Now you say you're saved. Let me ask you tonight. If you were to lie on your deathbed this night, could you honestly lift your eyes to God and say, "Lord, I have walked before you in truth"? God give us that testimony. John the Apostle speaks for his master when he says in 3 John verse 4,
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That's what God wants from those who are saved. Now let me sum it up. The Lord puts His hand upon the lie. Perhaps He's convicted you of that tonight. Perhaps you feel the guilt of that tonight. But He puts His hand in that in conviction in order to bring you to the true grace of God in Christ. And when you know the true grace of God in Christ, then He wants you to walk with a perfect heart in truth before Him. This is our text. This is its message. In the light of it then, make sure of these things. Let us receive the truth. Let us rejoice in the truth. Let us preach the truth. Let us live by the truth. Let us speak the truth one with another. Let us defend the truth, as Paul says, having your loins girt about with truth, to stand for Christ. And then, and only then, will we know what it is really to live for the glory of God. Then and only then will we be able to pray with the psalmist, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake." May God teach us truth in the knowledge of Him who said, "I am the truth." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. How we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who is the faithful and true witness. O God, we pray in Jesus' name that Thy Spirit will bear witness in every soul. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt deliver us from the tongue of falsehood. Deliver us, O God, we pray, from lying to one another. Deliver us, Lord, from lying to God. Oh, how often we promise and we don't perform. God, forgive us. And, oh, Lord, we pray, deliver us from those who would lie in God's name. The charlatans and those who prophesy but see nothing. God, deliver us from them. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray that the word of the truth of the gospel will have its lasting effect in all our hearts. Now hear our prayer and part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.